إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فأبدأ معكم هذه الليلة ببيان أن الإسلام دين الهدى والحق، وأنه بريء من الإرهاب والفساد.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، the Sheikh حفظه الله mentioned that I will begin with you tonight by showing that Islam is the religion of truth and guidance, and that it is innocent of mischief and terrorism.
فإن الإرهاب هو ترويع من لا يستحق الترويع.
As terrorism is to strike terror and horror in the one who does not deserve that.
وأذية من لا يجوز أذاه.
And to harm an individual whom it is impermissible to harm.
بتخويف وتهديد ووعيد.
By scaring them or threatening them. نعم.
والإسلام دين الهدى والحق.
And Islam is the religion of guidance and truth.
بعث الله عز وجل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بالهدى والنور.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with the guidance and the light.
ليهدي الناس ويدلهم إلى الصراط المستقيم.
So that he may guide the people and lead them to the straight path.
ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور.
And to extract them and take them out of the darknesses into the light.
وهو دين العدل والرحمة.
And it is the religion of fairness and mercy.
لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم حريص عليكم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a messenger from amongst your own selves has come to you all, whom is very guardful of you and protective of you, and it is difficult for him to see you in hardship, and he is all forgiving and very merciful to the believers.
وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned, O people, a proof and evidence has come to you from your Lord, and we have sent down to you a very illuminating light.
فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء بالنور والبيان.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has come bearing the light and the clarification.
والخير والرحمة.
And good and mercy.
قال تعالى يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you, O people, the messenger has come to you with the truth from your Lord.
فآمنوا خيرا لكم.
So believe in him, it is better for you. Believe in him, it is best for you.
وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض.
And if you are to disbelieve, then to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and everything in them.
وكان الله عليما حكيما.
And Allah is very not, and Allah is the all-knowing and all-wise.
وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
And the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated
إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق
I have merely been sent to complete and perfect the most honorable of character
وذكر أنه بعث معلما هاديا
And he mentioned that he has been sent as a teacher and a guide.
وأرشد أصحابه رضي الله عنهم.
And he has led and enlightened his companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them.
إلى الحرص على هداية الناس.
To be mindful and guardful of guiding the people.
وتحبيبهم للإسلام.
And diligent in making Islam. Appealing to them.
وتحبيب الإسلام لهم.
And making Islam loving to them.
والله تعالى وصف رسوله الكريم بأنه رحمة للعالمين.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى has described his very honorable and noble messenger that he is a mercy to the عالمين.
قال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have not sent you except as a mercy to the creation.
وقد ضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أروع الأمثلة في الرحمة والحلم.
And
ضرب الرسول.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has given the best of examples of of mercy and forgiveness and pardon and so on.
والعفو والصفح
and pardoning and forgiveness and
حتى من أعدائه الذين قاتلوه
even to those who are his enemies and fought against him
وأرادوا قتله
and wished to kill him
ولكن كان أحب إليه أن يؤمنوا
but it was more beloved to him And he preferred that they believe.
وأن يتوبوا.
And that they repent.
وأن يدخلوا في الإسلام.
And that they enter into Islam.
وكم عفى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أناس استوجبوا القتل.
And how many times did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم pardon individuals who deserve to be killed.
وكم دفع عن الناس القتل.
And how many times did he prevent people from being killed.
فلما ذهب إلى مكة للعمرة.
So when he went to Mecca to perform the Umrah.
إنما ذهب لإعلاء شعائر الله.
He only went to raise the holy sites and the slogans of Allah.
وإعلاء كلمة الله.
And to raise the statement of Allah and the word of Allah.
فاجتمعت قريش لحربه.
So Quraysh all collaborated and united to fight against him.
وهو لا يريد القتال.
And he did not want to fight.
ولكنه يريد أن يعظم بيت الله الحرام.
But what he wanted was to exalt the house of Allah al-Haram.
ولما بدأ الصلح بينه وبينهم.
And when the treaty began between him and them.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم والله لو سألوني خطة يعظمون بها بيت الله لأجبتهم إليها.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said if they were to ask me for a plan that they could follow to exalt the house of Allah, I would answer their request.
وهكذا لما فتح مكة قال لهم اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء
and likewise when he conquered Mecca he said to them go you are all free
ومرة قبض على ثمامة بن أثال على ثمامة بن أثال
and once ثمامة بن أثال was taken into custody
وهو من أسياد بني حنيفة في اليمامة
and he is one of the noblemen of بني حنيفة in اليمامة
فلما قبض عليه حبسه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد.
So when he was taken into custody, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم imprisoned him there in the masjid.
فلما رأى صلاة المسلمين.
So when he witnessed the prayer of the Muslims.
وسمع القرآن.
And heard the Quran.
ورأى أخلاق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And observed the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
انقلب بغضه للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى حب.
his hatred for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turn into love.
ومعاداته إلى ولاء وموالاة.
And his enmity for him turned into his allegiance for him and taking his side.
فبعد ثلاثة أيام من متابعة أحوال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد.
So after 3 days of observing the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the masjid,
أعلن إسلامه.
He proclaimed his Islam.
والمسلمون يعلمون الناس ويدعونهم إلى الهدى والنور.
And the Muslims, they teach the people and lead them to guidance and light.
ولا يلجؤون إلى القتال.
And they do not resort to fighting.
إلا إذا لم ينفع دعوة وأعرضوا عن الإسلام وحاربوه.
Unless they do not resort to fighting, unless the da'wah is not accepted.
أعرضوا عن الإسلام وحاربوه.
And fought against Islam.
فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قاتلهم في مكة.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did not fight them in Mecca.
بل أمره الله بالكف عن القتال.
Rather Allah سبحانه وتعالى commanded them to refrain from fighting.
لكن لما صار في المدينة.
So when he migrated to Medina.
وصار له دولة.
And he had established a state there.
واستمروا في حربه.
And they continued to try to fight against him.
وأخذوا أموال المسلمين.
And seized the property of the Muslims.
فاقتضت حكمة الله أن يشرع الجهاد.
The wisdom of Allah entailed that jihad be legislated.
وهذا إنما هو لنشر دين الإسلام.
And this was merely legislated in order to spread the religion of Islam.
وصد العدوان عن الإسلام.
And to repel the enemies against Islam, away from Islam.
ولرفع كلمة لا إله إلا الله.
And in order to raise the statement of لا إله إلا الله.
فالإسلام لا يقتل بغير حق.
So Islam, it does not take a life and kill without a right to do so.
ولا يدعو إلى قتل الأبرياء.
Nor does it call and encourage the killing of the innocent.
بل كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا بعث بعثا أو أرسل سرية.
Rather, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he would send a cavalry or send an army.
أوصاهم بتقوى الله.
He would advise them and command them with the observance of the taqwa of Allah.
وأن يدعو الناس إلى الإسلام.
And that they call the people to Islam.
وأن يحرصوا على هدايتهم.
And that they be diligent in trying to guide them.
حتى قال لعلي رضي الله عنه لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير من حمر النعم.
And this is so much so that he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, if Allah were to guide one individual by you, then it is better for you than the red camels.
فأهم شيء هو هداية الناس.
So the most important thing is to guide the people.
ودعوة الناس إلى الإسلام.
And to call the people to Islam.
فإن أبوا.
And if they refuse.
وكانت القوة والدولة للمسلمين.
And the strength and authority and status belongs to the Muslims.
أبقوهم على دينهم.
Then they will allow them to remain upon their religion.
وأن يكونوا تحت حكم المسلمين.
And that they be under the rule of the Muslims.
وأن يدفعوا الجزية.
And that they pay the tax.
وأن يكون المسلمون متحملين للدفاع عنهم.
And that the Muslims will take the be responsible for protecting them
وإعطائهم حقوقهم
and giving them their rights.
فإن أبوا إلا القتال فإنه يقاتلهم.
And then if they still refuse and they refuse to accept anything but fighting, in this case they are to be fought against.
فلا يقاتلهم إلا إن هم كانوا أهل القتال.
So they are not to be fought unless they themselves are people of fighting.
فلا يجوز في الإسلام قتل طفل.
It is not permissible in Islam to kill an infant.
لم يبلغ.
To kill a child that is not of the age of puberty.
ولا امرأة.
Or a woman.
ولا رجلا كبيرا في السن.
Or an elderly man.
وإنما من يقاتل.
The only people that are permissible to kill in this case are the people who are fighting.
فهذا هو الذي يشرع في الإسلام. أنه إذا قاتل المسلمين أن يقاتل.
These are the types of this is the type of individual who, as in the legislation of Islam, have been legislated that if they fight to be fought.
والمراد بأنه يقاتل المسلمين إما حكما وإما واقعا.
And what is intended by the statement he is fighting against the Muslims, that be that either he has the ruling of the one who is fighting against the Muslims, or it is a reality that he is in fact doing so.
والإسلام ضبط هذه الأمور ضبطا دقيقا.
And Islam has regulated these things in a very meticulous fashion.
ويحترم المعاهدات.
And Islam also respects the treaties.
والصلح بين المسلمين وغيرهم.
And the peace that is made between the Muslims and others.
ولا يجوز عقد الصلح بين دولتين مسلمتين بين دولة مسلمة وكافر وغير مسلمة إلا على أمد مطلق أو أمد محدود.
And it is not permissible to make a peace treaty between a Muslim state and a non-Muslim state, except that it be have an appointed time or an open time.
ويحرصوا في الصلح.
And they are to be
أثناء الصلح أن يوضحوا للناس ما هو الإسلام.
And when they make this peace treaty between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, they need to make sure that they manifest what is the reality of Islam.
لذلك لما حصل الصلح بين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ومشركي مكة.
And for this reason, when the treaty was made between the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the idolaters of the people of Mecca.
دخل في الإسلام أكثر ممن كانوا قبل هذه. المصالحة.
More people entered into Islam than before this treaty took place.
وحصل بذلك فتح عظيم.
And with this treaty, there was a great opening made for the.
وقال تعالى إن فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Allah subhanahu wa taala said by the meaning of the verse, indeed we have opened for you a very grand. Opening.
والمراد به فتح مكة.
And what's intended by this is
صلح الحديبية.
And what's intended by this is the peace treaty that took place in Hudaybiyah.
فقد سماه الله فتحا.
Allah has called this a grand opening.
فلو كان بين المسلمين وبين الكفار عهد وذمة.
So if there is between the Muslims and the non-Muslims a treaty and an oath.
وأمان وصلح.
And peace and a treaty.
فالله عز وجل يوجب الوفاء بالعهد.
Allah subhanahu عز وجل he obligates that the oaths be fulfilled.
وصدق الوعد.
And that the promises be fulfilled.
وحرمة نقض العقد والعهد.
And he has prohibited the he has prohibited the breaking of contracts and breaking of promises.
وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا.
As he mentioned, and fulfill the oaths as the oaths will be asked about.
وَحَرَّمَ الْإِسْلَامُ الْغَدْرَ وَالْخِيَانَةَ.
And Islam has prohibited the deception. Allah has prohibited deception, and Islam has prohibited deception and treachery.
قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ.
Indeed, Allah does not Indeed, Allah does not grant success to the plot of the treacherous and the deceptive.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أدي الأمانة إلى من ائتمنك.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, give the entrustment and fulfill the entrustment to those who have entrusted you.
الآية السابقة وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين هكذا نعم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أدي الأمانة إلى من ائتمنك ولا تخن من خانك. ترجمتها أيضا.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and fulfill the entrustment of those who have entrusted you, and do not be treacherous to those who have been treacherous with you.
وقال تعالى إن الله لا يحب الخائنين.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, indeed Allah does not love the treacherous.
وأل هنا للعموم يعني كل الخائنين.
And the أل هنا means all of the treacherous.
فلا
يعني يكون الخيانة لها أي وجه في الشريعة.
So treachery has no place at all and no justification in the legislation.
قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who have believed, do not be treacherous with Allah and His Messenger, and do not be treacherous with your entrustments.
فالخيانة أمرها عظيم.
So treachery, it is a very great affair.
والغدر أمره جسيم.
والغدر. Treachery and deception, it is a very serious crime.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ينصب للغادر لواء يوم القيامة يرفع عند استه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a standard will be raised for the treacherous on the day of resurrection from his behind.
يقال هذه غدرة فلان.
And it will be said this is the treachery and the deception of so and so.
فالإسلام دين الصدق.
So Islam, it is the religion of truthfulness.
ودين السلام.
And it is the religion of peace.
كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated.
وإن جنحوا للسلم فجنح لها.
And if they lean towards and wish to have peace, then agree with them on that by the meaning of the verse.
وما يفعله بعض المجرمين.
And what some of the criminals do.
من المنتسبين إلى الإسلام أو غير الإسلام.
And what some of those criminals who ascribe themselves to Islam or other than Islam.
من التفجير.
Of blowing things up.
والعملية الانتحارية.
And suicide operations.
التي يقتلون فيها أنفسهم.
In which they kill themselves in.
ويقتلون النساء والأطفال.
And kill women and children in as well.
ويغدرون ويخونون.
And they deceive and they are treacherous in.
فهؤلاء إرهابيون.
These individuals are terrorists.
وليس الإرهاب بحد ذاته محمودا في الشريعة.
And terrorism in itself is not necessarily praised in the legislation.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said.
لا يحل لمسلم أن يروع مؤمنا.
It is not permissible for a Muslim to strike fear in a Muslim.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أخاف أهل المدينة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever has struck fear into the people of Medina.
أذابه الله كما يذوب الملح في الماء.
Allah will melt this individual as salt melts in water.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has also said.
لا يمشي أحدكم بالنبل يعني في المسجد إلا ويكف يده يعني يكف نبله يعني أمر بكف النبل إذا كانت معه في المسجد لئلا يؤذي مسلما.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that he has commanded that the arrowheads, the arrows in the masjid, if a person passes through the masjid, that they cover the arrowheads so that it does not touch any Muslim and harm them.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said.
من أشار على أخيه بحديدة.
Whoever points a piece of iron at their brother.
ولو ليس في الحديث هذا ولو كان مازحا.
Even if he is just joking.
لا تزال الملائكة تلعنه حتى يضعها.
Whoever gestures to his brother with a piece of iron, and even if he is joking, this is not part of the narration, that is the ruling, even if he is joking, the angels will curse this individual until they stop.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said,
من قتل معاهدا لم يرح رائحة الجنة.
Whoever kills a person of whoever kills a non-Muslim that is has in a treaty with the Muslims, then this individual will not smell the scent of paradise by the meaning of the narration.
والله تعالى يقول من يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whoever kills a believer intentionally, then their recompense is the hellfire in which they will remain.
وغضب الله عليه.
And Allah is angry with this individual.
وأعد له عذاب ولعنه.
And He has cursed him.
وأعد له عذابا عظيما.
And prepared for him a very great punishment.
فلا يجوز قتل نفس بغير حق.
So it is not permissible to kill a soul without right to do so.
كما قال تعالى ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they do not kill the soul which Allah has prohibited be killed except with right to do so.
وموسى عليه السلام لما قتل ذلك لما قتل ذلك القبطي المصري.
And Musa عليه السلام when he killed the Qibti from Egypt.
بالخطأ.
By accident.
حزن حزنا شديدا.
He became very sad by this.
واستغفر ربه.
And he sought forgiveness from his Lord.
ولما جاءه الناس ولما يأتيه الناس يوم القيامة ليشفع لهم عند الله.
And when the people come to him on the day of resurrection, asking him to intercede on their behalf with Allah.
فيعتذر عن قبول الشفاعة.
He will refuse to.
بأنه قتل نفسا لم يؤمر بقتلها.
He will refuse to seek this intercession. And he will excuse himself, being that he killed a soul that he was not commanded to kill.
فكيف بمن يقتل عمدا؟
So how much more so would it be for the one who kills on purpose?
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said.
لأن تنقض الكعبة حجرا حجرا أهون عند الله من قتل نفس المؤمن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has also said, for the Kaaba to be demolished one stone at a time, this is a lesser crime with Allah and less severe with Allah than the spilling of the Muslim blood by the meaning of the narration.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
لا يزال المؤمن في فسحة من دينه.
The believer will always have a large space or have room in their religion.
ما لم يصب دما حراما.
As long as they do not participate in the spilling of a prohibited blood.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said,
كل ذنب عسى الله أن يغفره.
Every sin, it is possible that Allah and probable that Allah will forgive it.
إلا الرجل يموت مشركا.
Except for an individual who dies as a mushrik.
أو من يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا.
Or an individual who kills a believer intentionally.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has also said.
لو أن أهل السماء وأهل الأرض.
If the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth.
اشتركوا في دم مؤمن.
Were to collaborate in the spilling of a Muslim blood.
لأكبهم الله في النار.
Allah would dump all of them into the hellfire.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يطوف حول الكعبة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said while he was circumambulating the Kaaba.
ما أطيبك وما أطيب ريحك.
How good are you and how good and pleasant is your smell and scent.
ما أعظمك وما أعظم حرمتك.
And how great are you and how great is your sacredness.
والذي نفس محمد بيده.
And I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hands.
لحرمة المؤمن عند الله.
The sacredness of a believer with Allah.
أعظم من حرمتي أعظم منك.
Is
حرمة.
More, is greater than the your sacredness with Allah.
ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم also said.
لزوال الدنيا.
For the dunya to cease to be,
أهون عند الله من قتل رجل مسلم.
It is for the dunya to cease to be with Allah is a lesser, is less severe than the killing of a Muslim.
والأحاديث في التحذير من قتل المؤمن كثيرة جدا.
And the narrations regarding warning from killing a believer and a Muslim are very numerous.
وكذلك قتل غير المسلم بغير حق.
And likewise killing a non-Muslim without right to do so.
لذلك يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
For this reason the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said
في من يقتل معاهدا أو ذميا
For the one who kills a معاهد who is somebody who has a treaty with the Muslims or a ذمي is someone who lives under the Muslim rule in the Muslim state
فمن أخفر مسلما يعني أنه لم يوفي له بعهده وذمته فقتل من عاهده
So whoever is أعد الكلام شيخنا برا فمن
أخفر مسلما بذمته بمعنى أنه أعطى غير المسلم العهد ألا يعني والذمة فجاء رجل آخر وقتله قتل هذا المعاهد
So whoever of the Muslims give the a non-Muslim sanctuary and a Muslim comes and kills this individual
فعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين
then upon this killer is the curse of Allah and the angels and all of the people
فالإسلام دين الوفاء بالعهد
so Islam it is the religion of fulfilling the oath
ولا يجوز أن نحمل أتباع الدولة أخطاء الدولة.
And it is not permissible for us to hold responsible the followers of a state for the state's mistakes.
فإذا جاء المسلم إلى بلاد المسلمين ليعمل بعهد وعقد.
And if a Muslim came to the non-Muslim lands,
فما ذنبه إذا كانت دولته تفعل أشياء أخرى؟
So إذا جاء مسلم
إلى بلاد المسلمين ليعمل.
Muslim.
هو كافر وجاء إلى بلاد المسلمين ليعمل بعقد وعهد.
If a non-Muslim were to come to a Muslim land to work and has a sanctuary from the state.
فلا يجوز أن يتعرض لهذا ولا علاقة له بأخطاء حكومته.
And it is not permissible to harm this individual, nor is it permissible for this individual to be held responsible for the mistakes of his government.
كذلك يجب على المسلم إذا دخل بلاد الكفار بفيزا أو بعهد أن يحترم هذا العهد.
And likewise, it is obligatory upon the Muslim if he enters into the land of the non-Muslim that he observe and respect this visa and this oath that is between them.
فهذا عهد وعقد.
This is a contract and an oath.
ولا يجوز الخيانة.
And it is not permissible to be treacherous.
كذلك إذا كنت تسكن في بلادهم.
Likewise, if you are living in their land.
والتزمت بقانونهم فيما لا يخالف الشريعة.
And you follow their laws and stick to their laws which do not contradict the legislation of Islam.
فيجب الوفاء.
In this case, it is obligatory to fulfill.
وهذا عام في جميع الدول.
And this is general rule for all of the different countries.
ما دام أنك دخلته بعهد وعقد.
As long as you have entered that country under an oath and a contract.
وإذا أردت أن تقاتلهم فانبذ إليهم على سواء.
And if you wish to fight them, then you need to denounce and proclaim that this oath is no longer being honored.
أخرج من أرضهم التي دخلتها بأمن منهم.
You need to leave their land that you have entered under sanctuary from them.
أما أن تكون في بلادهم دخلت بأمان وتغدر لا يجوز.
As for you entering into their land, you've entered under sanctuary and then you are treacherous. This is not permissible.
فيجب على المسلم أن يحترم عقده وعهده.
So it is obligatory upon the Muslim to respect his oaths and his contracts.
أما نقض العهد والغدر فهي من صفات المنافقين.
As for being treacherous and not fulfilling the oaths, this is of the descriptions of the hypocrites.
فالإسلام ضد النفاق.
And Islam is completely opposed to hypocrisy.
وضد الإرهاب.
And opposed to terrorism.
وهو دين الرحمة.
And it is the religion of mercy.
ودين السلام.
And the religion of peace.
فالإسلام يبعث في قلوب المؤمنين السلام.
And Islam it places in the hearts of the believers peace.
والمؤمن بإيمانه في جنة.
And the believer with their belief is in a paradise.
ولو كان فقيرا.
Even if he is a poor individual.
ونحن نسعى لإدخال بقية الناس في الإسلام.
And we are diligent in helping and entering the rest of the people into Islam.
ليشعروا بالسعادة كما نشعر.
So that they can feel this happiness that we feel.
وليحل السلام على الأرض.
And so that peace can take root in the earth.
فيجب أن يكون الدين واحدا.
So it is obligatory that the religion be one religion.
وهو الدين الذي بعث الله به الأنبياء والمرسلين.
And it is the religion that Allah has sent the messengers and prophets bearing.
وهو التوحيد.
And it is the religion of توحيد.
واتباع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the following of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهو خاتم النبيين.
So he is the seal of the prophets.
وإمام المرسلين.
And the leader and imam of the messengers.
وأمر الله عز وجل أهل التوراة باتباعه إذا بعث.
And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has commanded the people of the Torah that if the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent, that they follow him.
وَأَمَرَ أَهْلِ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِأَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And he commanded the people of the Injil to believe in Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
وَمَا مِنْ نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا وَقَدْ بَشَّرَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And there has never been a prophet except that he has given glad tidings of the coming of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
وَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ الْعَهْدَ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا بُعِثَ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of all of the prophets that if Muhammad is sent, that they believe in him.
فمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسله الله عز وجل بقلبه الرحيم.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with his merciful heart.
ولسانه الصادق.
يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's merciful heart and his truthful tongue.
ولسانه الصادق.
نعم.
وعمله الصالح.
And his righteous deeds.
أرسله لينشر السلام في العالم.
He sent him so that he can spread peace throughout the world.
والذي يعرض عن الإسلام فإنما يعرض عن الهداية والنور.
And the one who turns away from Islam, then this individual is actually turning away from guidance and light.
قال تعالى إن أرسلناك بالحق وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have not sent you except to as a messenger to all of the people, as a warner and a bringer of glad tidings.
فجميع الأمم لا بد أن يسلموا ويؤمنوا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So all of the nations, they must believe in the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن أرادوا السعادة.
And that is provided that they desire. They must believe in him if they desire happiness.
وأرادوا صلاح المجتمعات.
And if they desire to better their communities.
واختفاء الجرائم.
And to and for the crime to go down and to go away.
لكن ما الذي يخفي الجرائم؟
But who is the one that will eliminate crime?
الإسلام الذي بعث به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is the religion of Islam that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with.
ليس إسلام الإرهابيين.
It is not the Islam of the terrorists.
ليس إسلام أسامة بن لادن.
It is not the Islam of Osama bin Laden.
ولا إسلام أنور العولقي.
Nor is it the Islam of Anwar al-Awlaqi.
ولا إسلام أيمن الظواهري.
Nor is it the Islam of Ayman al-Zawahiri.
هؤلاء مجرمون.
These individuals are criminals.
مفسدون في الأرض.
And they spread mischief throughout the land.
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إسلامه هو الذي يضيء الأرض للبشرية.
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, his Islam is the Islam that will light, spread light through the earth for the people.
من العجائب التي سمعتها أن في السجون الأمريكية يسمحون للمسلمين بدعوة المساجين للإسلام.
And one of the amazing things that I've heard in America is that the government allows the Muslims to give da'wah to the prisoners.
لأن المجرمين الذين يدخلون السجن من النصارى.
Because the criminals who enter the jail system from amongst the Christians.
إذا أسلموا يتوبوا.
If they become Muslim, they will repent.
وينصلح حالهم.
And they will become better.
لكن ربما خادع وخرج ثم حصل منه ما حصل.
But perhaps they يعني will make believe and put on a show, and then when they go out, they will do what they will do.
فالإسلام يمنع من الظلم.
So Islam it prohibits oppression.
والاعتداء على الآخرين بغير حق.
And transgression against the right against others without right to do so.
فلذلك لا بد أن نكون هنا خاصة أنتم في بلاد الكفر قدوة حسنة للمسلم الصادق.
So we need to be here, especially in these lands of kufr. We need to be a good role model for the true Muslim.
وأن تبين لهم محاسن الإسلام.
And that we show and manifest the goodness and the good aspects of Islam.
وتبين لهم أخلاق المسلمين.
And that we show them and that you all show them the true character of the Muslims.
لكن ابتعدوا عن موافقتهم في دينهم.
But stay far away from being in line with them and agreement with them in their religion.
بل تميزوا بعزتكم بالإسلام.
Rather differentiate yourselves from them with your proudness of Islam.
وبينوا لهم شفقتكم عليهم ورحمتكم بهم.
And show your mercy that you have for them and the compassion that you have for them.
وكونوا أهل لسان صادق.
And be a people of a truthful tongue.
وعمل صالح.
And a righteous actions.
وتعاون على البر والتقوى.
And aid one another upon piety and righteousness.
فهم ينظرون إليكم.
Because they are watching you.
هل طبقتم الإسلام؟
And they are looking to see have you implemented Islam.
أم تقولون ما لا تفعلون؟
Or are you merely saying what you do not do?
نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعز الإسلام وأهله.
We ask Allah that He grant might and honor to Islam and its people.
وأن يرفع راية الدين.
And that He raise the standard of the religion.
وأن يجعلكم هداة مهتدين.
And that He make you all guided individuals who are guiding.
ودعاة إلى الإسلام بالحق.
And people who call to Islam with right with truth.
والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.
نستمر في الأسئلة هذول.
نعم. اسأل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. For some questions, the first question: What is the ruling on contraception? Is it right to prescribe hormonal contraceptives which have their own side effects?
يقول السائل ما هو حكم استخدام موانع الحمل وهنا نوع معين من موانع الحمل فيها هرمونات وهذه الهرمونات عندها يعني آثار.
حبوب منع الحمل جائزة للحاجة.
The using contraceptives, it is permissible, meaning pregnancy. What is it called? The pills. Birth control. To use the birth control, it is permissible if a person is in need to do so.
يجوز للضرورة والحاجة.
It is permissible to use it in a time of need or in a time of necessity.
وما يجوز منها للحاجة يجب أن لا يكون مضرا.
And what is permissible of it to use in a time of need, it is obligatory that it not be harmful.
نعم. اقرأ السؤال لهم بالإنجليزي.
The next question: In a setting like this, where most pregnancies are out of wedlock, is giving care to them during and after pregnancy justified?
يقول السائل في مثل هذه الدولة أكثر الحمل يكون من الزنا من الحرام يبدو أن السائلة ممرضة فهل يجوز في وقت الحمل وعند وضع الحمل إعانة هذه الحامل بارك الله فيكم
هذه ليست حامل هذه والد
إيش يعني
عند الولادة بتسأل
لا بتسأل في وقت الحمل وكذلك بعد الحمل عند الولادة
نعم يعني المرأة إذا فعلت الزنا فقد ارتكبت جرما كبيرا
The woman, if she commits an act of
fornication, then she has committed a very serious crime.
لكن إذا حصل الحمل فقد حصل ما قدره الله.
But if the pregnancy takes place, then what Allah has decreed has taken place.
فإذا بلغ أربعة أشهر نفخت فيه الروح.
So if 4 months go by and the soul is placed into this fetus,
لا يجوز إجهاضه.
It is not permissible to abort this fetus.
فهنا يجوز مساعدة المرأة للضرورة.
In this case, it is permissible to aid the woman in for necessity.
لا لأجلها هي زانية.
Not it is not you are aiding her because she is committed fornication, a fornicator.
لأجل الروح التي تحملها في بطنها.
Rather, you are helping her because of her, the soul that she carries in her womb, her child.
فهي لا تساعدها لأنها زانية.
She is not helping her because she is a fornicator.
وهي ليس لها حق أن تسأل هذه زانية ولا غير زانية.
And she doesn't have the right to ask if this woman is a fornicator or not.
والإنسان لا يفضح عباد الله.
And the individual need not expose the slaves of Allah.
ينصحهم ويرجو ويدعو الله أن يهديهم.
Rather they should advise them and ask Allah that He guide them.
نعم.
The next question is, alcohol is forbidden in Islam, so what is the ruling on the use of perfumes, sprays, which have a small quantity of alcohol, or the essence red or red in making cakes, etc., where a few drops of essence are used? Is this right to use the essence or not? قل السائل ما حكم استخدام العطور التي تحتوي على كمية قليلة من الكحول وكذلك استخدام مادة توضع في الحلويات فيها مادة من الكحول كذلك نطفة أو نطفتين وهكذا
نعم الخمر حرام
Alcohol is forbidden
في الترجمة في إشكال ترجم.
There is a problem in the translation.
لأنكم تترجمون الخمر بالكحول.
Because you translate خمر to mean alcohol.
وهذا فيه نظر.
يعني الأفضل ما خمر العقل هذا المقصود.
مفروض هكذا.
طيب خلاص. Intoxicants. Intoxicants are forbidden.
لكن أنت اللي ترجم أنت بتقوله مشهور عند الناس يعني مش إنك أنت انفردت بها ولا عليك مؤاخذة لا,
لا أنا هذا موجود هذا لكن أنا أخشى أن يكون المقصود الكحول عشان السؤال كان عن الكحول وإلا في الأكثر أني بترجم ما خامر العقل يعني كويس الاصطلاح الشرعي
ممتاز إذا نشرح على هذا الأمر الكحول الكحول تختلف عن الخمر
Alcohol, it is different than the rest of intoxicants.
الكحول مادة سمية اسمها سبيرتو.
أنت الحين الكحول والخمر. الكحول غير عن ما يخامر العقل. هذا المقصود. فالاثنين هم
مختلفين.
ترجموا كحول ترجم مختلفة. بس بدها تكون ترجمة مركبة.
أي لا الكحول يعني كحول.
Okay. Alcohol. That is used in the perfumes. It is a poisonous substance that is also known as spirito.
هذا السبيرتو لو كان مادة مركزة يعني هو مادة مركزة.
This spirito, if it is a very concentrated thing,
سم.
It is a poison.
لو إنسان أكلها شربها يموت.
If a person were to consume it, they would die.
لا يسكر.
Person will not get drunk.
متى يسكر؟
When would the person get drunk?
إذا حللت أو خففت بالماء أو العصير أو
If it is watered down with something else like juice or water or something of this like.
بكمية محدودة ممكن يحصل الخمر.
And this is a particular amount that could turn it into to turn it into intoxicant.
يعني في الأساس السبيرتو ليس خمرا.
So originally, essentially, spirito, this what we're speaking about in the it is not an intoxicant.
وهو ليس بنجس.
And it is not filthy.
طاهر.
It is pure.
فلو وضع في الطيب.
So if it is placed into the perfume.
ولم يسكر هذا العطر.
And it does not, this perfume, if consumed, it would not cause intoxication.
فإنه حلال.
In this case, it is halal.
النسبة لها دور في تسميته خمرا.
And the percentage found in it, it has an effect on whether it is called alcohol, whether it is called intoxicant or not.
مثلا هذه القارورة أو هذه الكأس فيه ماء أو فيه الطيب.
Like for example, if this cup here, if it had water in it or if it had perfume in it.
لو وضع نسبة السبيرتو مثلا 5%.
If this alcohol, this spirito, was placed in it, let's say 5%.
ممكن لو شرب ما يسكر.
Perhaps if an individual were to drink this, they would not become intoxicated.
كيف نعرف هذا حلال أو حرام؟
How do we know if this is halal or haram?
إذا جئنا بكوب آخر، يعني مثلا هذا لتر، لو جئنا بلترين ماء أو عصير.
If this cup here was a 1 liter and we were to double its size and make it into 2 liters.
ونضاعف النسبة تصبح 10%، يعني مثلا 10 جرام. يصبح أو 100 جرام تصبح 200 جرام في اللترين.
So
2000 ملي لتر.
If we were to double the amount of juice and also double the concentration or double the amount of alcohol that is in it, then it would be 2 liters and have twice the amount of alcohol in it.
فإذا أكثرنا العصير وزادت النسبة هل يسكر؟
So as long we, if we were to increase the juice and increase the amount, the percentage of alcohol in it, would it make an individual drunk?
إذا ما أسكر أيضا ما يسمى خمر.
If it would not intoxicate an individual, then this cannot be called intoxicant.
طيب لو ملأنا برميلا.
If we were to take a barrel and fill it.
والنسبة نفس النسبة.
And it is still the same percentage, 5% of the barrel.
يعني نسبة 10% من البرميل.
So 10% of the barrel.
فأسكر.
And this would make an individual intoxicate a person.
يعني افترضنا لو أن شخصا شرب كل البرميل يسكر.
So if we were to say that if an individual came and drank all of the barrel and it made them drunk.
فالكوب الصغير يسمى خمر.
Then this small cup of that barrel would make the individual would be called an intoxicant.
ولو كان شرب الكأس لا يسكر.
Even if drinking the cup itself does not intoxicate an individual.
لأن إذا أسكر البرميل أصبح هذا خمرا.
If the barrel, if drank, if the whole barrel was consumed, and it makes a person intoxicates an individual, makes a person drunk, then the cup of that, from that barrel, is considered to be an intoxicant.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أسكر كثيره فقليله حرام.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "What a large quantity will of something will intoxicate, then a small quantity of that same substance is impermissible."
لكن لو افترضنا.
But if we were to say
أن نسبة هذه الكحول سبيرتو
that the amount of alcohol the spirito in the
لو صار برميلا وما يسكر
if there was a percentage in a barrel and all of this barrel would not make a person drunk
فهذا حلال والبرميل حلال
then a cup of it is halal and the whole barrel is halal too
لأنه ليس خمرا
because it is not an intoxicant
فلا بد يكون علة الخمر وهي الإسكار.
So the thing to be considered an intoxicant, it must have the element that makes it an intoxicant, and that is that it has an intoxicating, drunkening effect.
أحيانا الكأس هذا لو وضع 30% من السبيرتو ممكن يسكر.
Some times a cup like this, if 30% of it was alcohol, perhaps it would, or spirito, it perhaps would intoxicate.
يسمى خمر.
This is considered to be an intoxicant.
إذن تسمية الخمر ليس من أجل السبيرتو.
So calling something an intoxicant, it is not because there it has alcohol in it.
وإنما لأجل الإسكار.
Rather, it is because it has an intoxicating effect.
فإذا كان هذا الطيب لا يسكر كثيره ولا قليله.
So if this perfume upon consumption does not have an intoxicating effect, whether it is a lot or a little,
فهذا ليس بخمر.
Then this is not considered to be an intoxicant.
وهذا حلال.
And this is halal to consume.
ثانيا.
The second thing.
لو كان خمرا.
If this was considered to be an intoxicant, then it is impermissible to drink it according to consensus of all the scholars.
لكن هل هو نجس؟
But is it, being that it is an intoxicant, is it considered to be filthy?
اختلف العلماء.
The scholars have differed on this subject.
أكثر العلماء على أن عين الخمر نجسة.
The majority of the scholars are upon the opinion that the intoxicant itself is filthy, just like urine.
ولكن ذهب بعض العلماء إلى أن الخمر نجاستها معنوية.
But some of the scholars, they are of the opinion that the filth of intoxicant is a metaphorical one.
فلو تعطر به لا بأس.
So if the person were to perfume themselves with this, there is no problem with that.
وهذا هو القول قوي.
And this is a very strong opinion.
نعم فالعطور التي فيها بروفيوم حسب هذا نعم كذلك وضع شيء من السبيرتو أو الكحول التي السبيرتو مش الكحول عن الخمر على الطعام هذا لا بأس به ما دام أنه ليس خمرا
this thing here, what is this question? This essence is alcohol
ولا هذا المخدر
less than the bitters because the bitters is 70%
سبيرتو ولا الخمر نفسها
هو
هل اذا حطوه في الطعام بيسكر ما حلال لا بأس ما دام انه ليس بمسكر حلال
You wouldn't get drunk.
لكن ما يضع من الخمر من زجاجة الخمر هذا حرام نعم
هو يعني ليس مسكرا هذا هذه المادة
مخدرة
لا
حلال
This is permissible the essence in the cakes
ما دام ليس مخدرة وليست مسكرة حلال
As long as it does not have an intoxicating effect then it is permissible to use
أبا بلال
That's where we're at now. We look up. Forget the format.
If one knows of a Muslim that about to commit a terrorist act, what should you do? Should you report him to the authorities?
يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم إذا علم مسلم عن مسلم أنه يخطط ويريد وعزم أن يعمل عملية إرهابية ماذا عليه أن يفعل هل يسلمه إلى الشرطة
هل إذا نصحته يتوب
If this individual were to advise him would he leave it off and repent
I'm sorry
If the person that is going to commit this terrorist act if you were to advise him and admonish him would he not do it
I don't think that would matter.
لا تظن ذلك صح؟ كلامك صحيح.
He would just do what he wants to do.
It's something he wants to do. Yeah. He wouldn't take the advice.
No, I don't think so.
هذا صحيح لأنه المتلوث بالعقل الإرهابي يعني بيكون عنده فيروس.
He said, I don't think. He said the answer was, I don't think that he would take the admonishment. And the Sheikh Hafidhullah, he said that is correct because the one who is been soiled with the ideology of terrorism, this individual has a virus, he's infected.
طيب لو سكت عنه وتركته ما الآثار المترتبة على المسلمين بسبب فعله؟
So if you were to not say anything and leave him alone, what would be the effects, what would come as a result of your action, you not saying anything, what would be the effects upon the Muslim community?
Well, if he if he were to carry out his act and kill innocent people, you know, they were going to blame the whole Muslim community.
Then?
They would blame the whole Muslim community.
Uh-huh. No, no. قال فإذا فعل هذا وقتل نساء وأطفالا فإن الناس سيتهمون المجتمع المسلم.
جيد.
Said this is good.
طيب.
Correct.
الآن ممكن تكون زوجتك وطفلتك ضمن هؤلاء المقتولين أم لا؟
He said, now when he commits this act, your wife or your children could be one of the victims of that act. Is it possible?
There's a possibility, but it's even if that's not the case.
ممكن أنت تكون ذهبت إلى ذلك المكان وتفجر فيك أيضا معهم.
Is it not possible that you yourself could be happen to be in that wrong place at the wrong time and be a victim as well to this act?
Well, that is possible, but if I'm aware of the act that he's about to commit, and it doesn't have anything to do with the Muslims,
يقول,
just kill,
يعني
say
أنا
some
أنا ما أتكلم عن إشي ضد المسلمين, أنا أتكلم عن إشي ضد الكافرين.
أنت في بلد فيها مسلمين ولا لا؟
He said, you are living in a land where there are Muslims residing or no?
Yes.
لما فجر المفجرون الإرهابيون في برج التجارة العالمي مات مسلمون أم لا؟
When the the terrorist Muslims that blew up and attacked the World Trade Center, there were Muslims in there or no?
Yeah, there were Muslims there.
No.
وهل هؤلاء الإرهابيون فعلوا هذا التفجير ليفجروا في الكفار أم في المسلمين؟
And these terrorists, when they committed this act, they were intending to kill Muslims or non-Muslims?
I don't think it really mattered. They were just killing, they wanted to show that particular nation.
فأنا ما أظن أنه مهم يعني هذا يعني
يعني أنهم أرادوا قتل الكفار.
Meaning that they were trying to kill non-Muslims.
ومع ذلك قتلوا مسلمين.
And even though they were intending to kill non-Muslims, they ended up killing Muslims in the process.
Well, look at it like this. They were trying to kill Americans, period. Whether Muslim or non-Muslim.
قال كان هدفهم أن قال كان هدفهم أن يقتلوا أمريكان سواء كان هؤلاء الأمريكان مسلمين أو كافرين.
المهم أن قتلوا مسلمين.
What's the point here intended is that they did in fact kill Muslims in the process.
Yes, they did. Yes.
ممتاز. يعني هم إرهابيون.
So this means that they're terrorists.
Yes.
ممتاز. إذن هذا الذي تسأل عنه يعني أنا لماذا أسأل وأجيب حتى يعني ينتبه الناس.
So he said, why am I asking these questions and asking for your answers? It is so that the people will pay attention to the answer.
حتى يكون عنده قناعة داخلية.
So that the person will have an internal conviction of the answer.
لا أريد أن أملي أنا عليكم الجواب.
I don't want to merely just give you the answer.
حتى تكون أنت تبين للناس.
Rather, I want you to understand so that you can teach the people and show them.
وخاصة المسلمين.
Especially the Muslims from amongst them.
لأن بعض المسلمين يكون عنده عاطفة.
Because some Muslims they may have some emotions.
ويظن أنك إذا بلغت عنه أن هذا معاناة للكفار على المسلمين.
And because of their emotions, they may think that and be confused and think that if you report this individual, you are aiding the kuffar against the Muslims.
فلازم المسلمين يفهمون السبب.
So it is important that the Muslims understand the cause and the reason.
أن هذا لمصلحتهم.
That this reporting him is for their own good.
لمصلحة أولادهم.
It is for the good of their own children.
لمصلحة دينهم.
And for the well-being of their religion.
لمصلحة أقاربهم.
And the well-being of their relatives.
بعض الناس أبوه وأمه من الكفار.
Some people, their mother and father is non-Muslims.
ممكن يموتوا في التفجير.
Perhaps they would be victimized in the explosion.
فيتأذى المسلم.
And then the Muslim would be affected by this and harmed.
وهذا من الخيانة.
And this is a type of treachery.
ومن الغدر.
And it is a type of deception.
فهذا الفعل وهو الذي تسأل عنه.
And so this act that you are asking about.
وهو أنك إذا عرفت رجلا يريد أن يفجر أو يعمل عملا إرهابيا في البهاما.
And that is that if you were to know of an individual, a Muslim who was intending to commit a terrorist act in the Bahamas.
لا بد أن تخبر السلطات.
You must inform the authorities.
حتى يخلص المسلمين من شره.
So that they can keep his harm away from the Muslims.
ويخلص الناس من شره.
And keep his harm away from the people.
لأن هذا مجرم.
Because this individual is a criminal.
مثل بائع المخدرات.
Just like the drug dealer.
مثل المافيا العصابات.
Just like the gangs and mafia.
نعم.
One other question.
نعم.
Importing items from abroad, and they give you a receipt that shows the value of the of whatever you purchase. Can one alter the cost so as to pay less duty?
If you buy something abroad,
yes,
they give you a receipt for how much it's worth.
That's right.
Can you change the cost price written on the receipt
to
pay less duties when you come back in the country?
Yeah.
يسأل عن مسألة الجمارك. إذا الإنسان اشترى بضاعة خارج البلد فأعطوه فاتورة على هذه البضاعة، هل يجوز له أن يغير سعر البضاعة حتى يدفع أقل جمارك؟ بارك الله فيكم. عند الدخول
إذا فعلت هذا وهو تغيير الأسعار.
If you do this, which if you do this act, meaning if you change the price, the cost price written,
واكتشفوا ذلك,
and they discover this, that you have played with the price,
هل تعرض للسجن?
Would you not be in threat of going to prison?
لا يجوز ذلك.
It is not permissible to do that.
نعم. شيخ عمر.
Is making hijra obligatory upon, like being in the Bahamas, is hijra going to another island, could that be considered hijra, or you have to go to another Muslim country?
So your question is hijra obligatory?
Yeah, obligatory.
And second of all, is it considered hijra to go to another island?
Say you have another,
or to go to a Muslim country?
Yeah, you have another Bahamian island that's is less populated, so you probably have a better chance of sinning less, right? Would that be a hijra?
يا أقول السائل بارك الله فيكم، هل الهجرة واجبة من البهاما؟ وكذلك هل الهجرة لابد أن تكون إلى بلد مسلم، أم يجوز أن يهاجر الإنسان من جزيرة إلى جزيرة أخرى أقل سوءا وشرا، فيكون الاحتمال أن يقع في السوء أقل؟ بارك الله فيكم.
هو الهجرة اختلف العلماء في وجوبها.
The hijra, the scholars are in differing, they differed regarding its obligation.
ومرت الهجرة في الإسلام بثلاثة مراحل.
And hijra, it went through three stages in Islam.
المرحلة الأولى والثانية كانت وجوب الهجرة.
The first and second stage is that hijra was obligatory.
في المرحلة الثالثة انتهت الهجرة من مكة.
And in the third stage, hijra was ceased to be from migrating from Mecca.
ومن غير مكة أيضا.
And from other than Mecca as well.
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءه رجل يبايعه على الهجرة بعد فتح مكة.
And this is because a man came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to pledge allegiance to him to make hijra after the conquest of Mecca.
فقال قد انقضت الهجرة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said hijra is over.
فبايعه على الإسلام والجهاد.
So he pledged allegiance to him upon jihad and Islam.
فالعلماء اختلفوا بعد هذا الحديث.
So the scholars have differed regarding after this narration.
هل تجب الهجرة على المسلمين بعد ذلك?
Is the هجرة obligatory upon the Muslims after this?
هناك حالتان.
There are two instances.
الحالة الأولى أن يستطيع المسلم إظهار شعائر الإسلام في بلاد الكفار.
The first instance is that an individual be able to raise his slogans and raise all of practice his religion of Islam.
مثل الأذان والصلاة والعبادة والتوحيد.
In the non-Muslim lands, meaning like, for example, they can make their Adhan and Salah and worship and their Tawheed and call to Tawheed and so forth.
فجمهور العلماء على أنه لا يجب عليه أن يهاجر.
The majority of the scholars, they mention that it is not obligatory upon this person in this instance to make hijrah.
وبعض العلماء يقولون يجب عليه أن يهاجر.
And some of the scholars, they mention that it is obligatory upon this individual to make hijrah.
إلى بلاد المسلمين.
And that is to make hijrah to the land of the Muslims.
لأجل أن يكون تحت ولي أمر مسلم.
In order that this individual can live under the rule of a Muslim ruler.
وبين المسلمين يعيش.
And to live amongst the Muslims.
ويعينه على الطاعة.
And so that they can aid him in the obedience of Allah.
والبعد عن المعاصي.
And aid him in the refraining of committing sins.
والمسألة خلافية بين العلماء.
And it is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars.
وأحب إلي الإنسان أن يهاجر.
And the more beloved thing to me is that an individual make hijrah.
إلا إذا كان داعية.
Unless he is an individual who is a caller to Islam.
يبقى للدعوة للتوحيد.
In this case, the individual should remain in order to call to Tawheed.
ونشر الإسلام.
And to spread Islam.
وتعليم المسلمين.
And to teach the Muslims.
فبقاؤه لا بأس.
So this kind of individual remaining, there is no problem with this.
والحالة الثانية أن لا يستطيع إظهار شعائر الإسلام.
And the second instance is that the individual not be able to manifest their Islam.
ويخفي إسلامه.
And they have to conceal their Islam.
فهذا يجب عليه أن يهاجر.
This type of individual is obligatory upon them to make hijrah.
ولا يعفى عنه إلا إذا عجز.
And it is not, and this person will not be pardoned unless they have no ability to make hijrah.
هذا باختصار المسألة طويلة أكثر من ذلك.
This is very summarized, but is a very lengthy matter.
نعم وأنا ليها فيها كتاب.
And I have written a book on this subject.
Assalamu alaikum. The other day, I offended a brother the other day, and I would like to apologize to the brother. Inshallah.
قال أنا.
Brother Qasim, inshallah.
أذيت الأخ قاسم قبل أيام فأنا أريد أن أعتذر له عن.
هل تقبل يا قاسم؟ تقبل اعتذاره؟ قل نعم. قبل اعتذارك.
He accepted your apology.
نعم.
جزاك
الله. جزاك الله خير يا عمر. وبارك الله فيكم ووفقكم الله. طيب. أنا يا عمر لا أقبل اعتذارك هكذا.
He said, Umar, I don't accept your apology though just like that. He said he does not accept your apology just so.
Why? هذا فاتورة.
Because this is this is an estimate.
فيها مستلزمات بيت قاسم.
And it has the materials needed to build Qasim's house.
بعد صلاة العشاء أريد أن تمر عليكم جميعا.
After صلاة العشاء I wanted to go and be passed around to every person.
لا أحد يهرب بعد الصلاة.
Nobody needs to escape after صلاة.
فيها مواد بناء البيت.
It has the listed the materials needed to build the house.
فأنت تنظر في الشيء وثمنه وتقول علي.
And you need to look and choose something, the material and its price, and donate that.
بما تقدر عليه.
Based on what you have the ability to do.
عمر الفاروق سيبني مجانا.
And عمر فاروق he is going to build it for free.
وسيساعده المسلمون مجانا.
And the rest of the Muslims are going to help him for free.
هذه فقط تكاليف البيت.
This is merely the materials and the cost.
ومخطط البيت موجود وجاهز وكل شيء.
And the blueprints for the house are available and ready.
فكل ما يستطيع منكم يعني يبذل ولو شيئا يسيرا.
So everybody who has the ability needs to donate even if something small.
ولا يريدون المال.
And they do not want money.
بل هذا الشيء تشتريه وتأتي به هنا في المسجد.
Rather, you can buy it yourself and bring it here to the masjid.
وقاسم هو المسؤول.
And Qasim, he is in charge of that.
يوقع أنه استلمه.
And he will sign that he has received the materials.
هكذا أقبل العذر.
This is the only way I'm going to accept the apology.
أقم الصلاة.
هذه الأسئلة الباقية.
بعد الصلاة إن شاء الله أو بكرة إن شاء الله.
أيهما؟
الحين نحن نصلي الصلاة الآن.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
I wanted to ask the Sheikh Aki What is the correct position from the ulema with regards to groups in Palestine, like the Hamas, for example, who say that they are justified in fighting the Jews because the Jews want to exterminate the Muslims in that part of the world and want to take their land and to fight against Islam?
Your question is, what is the scholar's position regarding groups in Palestine, such as Hamas, who say that they're justified to fight because of the oppression of the Palestinians? يقول السائل بارك الله فهمتم
لا ما فهمت
يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم ما هو قول العلماء في الأحزاب الموجودة في داخل فلسطين كحماس الذين يقولون أنهم لهم حق محق أنهم محقون فيما يصنعون وفي قتالهم اليهود لأن اليهود يريدون أن يظلموا الفلسطينية وهكذا بارك الله فيكم
يعني أنت سألت سؤال يعني طويل الجواب
He said you asked a question that has a very lengthy answer
لكن باختصار
But in summary I will say
فلسطين للمسلمين
Palestine belongs to the Muslims
واليهود مغتصبون
And the Jews they are have taken it without right to do so
وما وجدوا إلا بمؤامرة على المسلمين.
And they are not even present except because of a collaboration and a plot against the Muslims.
وهم محتلون لبلاد المسلمين.
And they are occupying the Muslim land.
والواجب أن يخرجوا من فلسطين.
And what is obligatory is that they leave Palestine.
ويسكنوا في أي أرض يعطيهم إياها الكفار.
And to live in any land that the kuffar will give them.
ويجب بذل الوسائل المشروعة لإعادة تحرير فلسطين.
And it is obligatory to exercise all legislated means retrieve the land of Palestine for the Muslims.
ولا يتم تحرير فلسطين إلا بعودة الناس إلى الكتاب والسنة.
And Palestine will not be freed except if the Muslims go back to the Quran and Sunnah.
واتحاد كلمتهم.
And unite.
أما أحزاب
As for different groups and sects,
لن تتحرر فلسطين.
Palestine will never be freed in this manner.
لأن الأحزاب فرقة.
Because groups and these groups, they are a type of disunity.
والمسلمون يقتلون بعضهم بعضا.
And the Muslims are killing one another.
في فلسطين.
In Palestine.
ومتنازعون ومتناحرون.
And they are tussling with one another and they are fighting with one another
ونحن ندعو الله أن يهديهم
and we ask Allah to guide them all
وأن يجمع قلوب المسلمين على طاعته
and that he unite all of the Muslims hearts upon his
وأن
obedience
وأن يخلص المسجد الأقصى وفلسطين من اليهود
and that he rid the Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine from the Jews
والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين